we have already reached so quickly the midday, the midpoint of our sesshin. To make the analogy with mountain climbing, on this fourth day, we're now going for the peak. But you must not have the attitude that there's no rush because you still have the fifth, sixth, and seventh days to climb. Because the mountain climbing analogy only goes so far. In a sense, in the deepest sense, you're not trying to reach the peak of the mountain at all. Your aspiration, your goal, is always only to be able to be here, to be of service to all beings. Isn't it true, hasn't it come to be that you can no longer bear the thought that you might not be able to truly help others? So you are climbing step by step, this one step. You are doing the great work of becoming one who is able to be in perfect accord with original mind. No matter what you encounter, to remain calm, centered, no matter what, now and here. You are here now because you have already aroused the aspiration for enlightenment. The aspiration for enlightenment is to be one with life as it is. The aspiration for enlightenment is being in accord with true life. Enlightenment is original mind, genuine self. The aspiration to awaken to your true nature for the sake of all beings is, in a sense, awakening itself. Of course, you still have the question at times, how should I live my life? You often wonder what it is to be in harmony with true nature. There is still, at times, a sense of insufficiency, of wanting things to be different, to better suit yourself. And so you may well ask me, does this mean that only when I have attained supreme enlightenment will I be able to help others? Only then will my step be clear and truly giving? No. All is well. Now, as you are walking truth's walk, practicing truth. Of course, everyone is. Ultimately, the great earth and all sentient beings attain the way. No, you have not seen into this yet. You are holding something, grasping, unsettled. If only this, if only that. But all is well. All is well. Even though you are still mired in confusion and your aspiration, even though you're still mired in confusion, your aspiration to attain enlightenment for all beings is all important. Of course, the aspiration to attain enlightenment is not to ignore others and seek to attain the way for your own selfish gain. You do not seek the way for self-gratification. Your aspiration to attain enlightenment is the aspiration to help all other beings. No matter how weak you are, even though you are still wandering confused at the foot of the mountain, your determination to be of service, to bring happiness to all beings, is crucial. And it is in accord with truth. So your goal now in the deep middle of this sesshin is not to strive desperately to reach the mountain peak of Buddhahood. For myself, really, really what you must vow and pray for and deepen is this. I vow not to cross over to the other shore of enlightenment before all beings have crossed. Your vow, your promise, is to liberate all beings before you yourself are liberated. May all beings attain enlightenment. This is your vow, the Bodhisattva vow. And to follow the Buddha way, to be in accord with the way, is just this in itself. May all beings attain happiness. All beings. Of course, even when you have made this vow, even when this vow is in your heart, you cannot afford to be careless. If you're careless, you will fall into the old habit of putting I, me, mine first. You will seek to enhance self. And another point is that we very easily tend to think, how can I help anyone if I myself am not at peace? If I am myself in such a muddle, if I've not seen into truth, how can I guide anyone else to truth? But this attitude, while humble and honest, is mistaken. Listen, it is stated so clearly. To awaken Bodhi mind means to vow not to cross over to the other shore before all beings have done so. So you can know that your way is clear. The way is clear. All is well. For the sake of all beings, you must be a person who can say, please, go ahead. Everyone, go ahead. Great peace of mind. All the Buddhas, all the Bodhisattvas, all held others up before themselves. All dedicated themselves to the welfare of all beings. Please, go ahead. This time, already, body and mind are released, forgotten. Someone told me that it was not in their mind to practice for the sake of others. That was not foremost in their mind, that up to now they had practiced first and foremost with the goal of self-enlightenment. I want enlightenment. I want peace of mind, liberation. And then I always thought I could always then be able to probably help others. Of course, you can imagine I had to talk to them very strongly. That is no good. Why? Who is it who is now receiving all of life's inexhaustible blessings, now and here, already from the beginning? Who is perfectly blessed? No one of you, no one is lacking a thing. You are blessed, blessed, blessed with all the universe. The first day of the session, I talked to you about the roots of great faith, great belief. All beings are Buddha, endowed with virtue, wisdom. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. This is truth. It can never be lost to you, never diluted, never harmed, nor destroyed. This is true heart. So the vow naturally follows. I vow not to cross over to the other shore until all beings have crossed. The vow naturally springs forth. It's only natural. Please. Whether layperson or monk, living in the celestial or the human realm, subject to pain or pleasure, all should quickly make this vow. Though of humble appearance, a person who is awakened to the Bodhi mind is already the teacher of all persons. Even a little girl of 7 can become the teacher of the 4 classes of Buddhas and the compassionate mother of all beings. This wonderful aspiration. This is your wonderful aspiration. In time, place, and circumstance, to feel sadness for those who suffer. Don't you feel the sadness? How can you see pain as not the pain of another, as not your very own? I vow not to cross over to the shore of enlightenment as long as there are those who still suffer. Do you ask, weak, messed up person that I am, how can I make that vow in all honesty? I assure you, you can. It's only natural. All is well. All things are born of causes and conditions. All conditioned things are without self-nature. There is nowhere any such pitiful self that you perceive yourself to be. All things are born of causes and conditions. All conditioned things are without self-nature. No coming, no going. No coming, no going, no attaining, no grasping. No grasping, great emptiness. Emptiness, this we call prajnaparamita. So, this is your reality. So walk boldly. Walk with dignity. Just release body and mind, forget about them, throw them into the house of Buddha, then all is done by Buddha. Who is now here in the house of Buddha? Who? All is done by Buddha. When you follow this, you are free from birth and death and become a Buddha without effort or calculation. Life, truth, is always supporting, nourishing, nurturing, protecting all beings. Shkandaza, counting the breath, following the breath, doing mu. All is one and the same true nature. Your practice is the practice true nature, doing, this one doing. You are decidedly not turning your back on truth. Now, here, this one doing embodies truth. This is the genuine. With boldness, clarity, assurance, dignity, do this one doing. Only this. You are giving your life now, here, just as you are. You're receiving everything, perfectly open. There is no thread of stinginess in the universe. Truth is ungrudging. Nothing is held back from you. Look. Nothing is held back from you. Nothing. This one doing, just this one doing. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.